感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord for His grace.
在这几天能够在这里和弟兄姐妹们见面有交通。
That in the past few days that I could meet with you all and have fellowship with you.
为着有一些可能是头一次我们见面的弟兄姐妹。
For some brothers and sisters that their first time to meet me.
我是从洛杉矶。加州洛杉矶那边的聚会过来的。
I came from an assembly in LA, California.
为着这几天的聚会，我们那边的聚会也为这个聚会祷告。
And my assembly is also praying for our gathering in these few days.
今天在这里，我也特别向我们头一次见面的弟兄姐妹们问好。
I would like to send my greetings to brothers and sisters who are the first time to see me.
有更多的我们都是老相识的弟兄姐妹也问你们在主里面的好。
And also greetings to the other brothers and sisters that we have been acquainted with one another for a while.
过去这几天
For the past few days,
我们稍微交通过关于主对我们的心意。
We have been fellowshipping on the Lord's heart's desire for us.
他不只为我们舍命，为着拯救我们。
Not only did he die to save us,
使我们成为神的儿女。
So that we become God's children.
而且他要呼召我们来做他的门徒。
But also he has called us to become his disciples.
来向他学习
to learn from him,
更多懂得神的心意
to know more of God's will,
更多怎样来讨神的喜悦
and to be able to please him more,
主自己走过满长顺服的道路
The Lord himself has journeyed in this long and obedient path
因着他的相信因着他的顺服让神的旨意借着他能成就。
And because of his belief and because of his obedience, that his will, God's will, could be carried out in him.
神拯救我们，也盼望我们能够更多来完成神在我们身上的那一个计划。
So likewise, God has saved us and also.Desires that we could also being obedient to him be able to accomplish more of his will in us.
所以他要我们做他的门徒受他严格的训练。
This is why he wants us to become his disciples and being regularly taught by him.
好神神的旨意早日成就在我们的身上。
So God will be done sooner in us.
那我们这是头一天晚上我所交通的。
This is what I shared on the first night.
昨天下午我们就谈到一个愿意做主门徒的人。
Yesterday afternoon, we talked about a person who's willing to become the Lord's disciple.
在钱财上或者说在利益上在我们的倾向上有所学习。
In the matter of our profit or money or our gain, we have to have some kind of learning from him.
让我们有一个心愿意专心来侍奉神。
Let's all have this whole heart to follow to serve him.
而不是来侍奉马门。
Instead of serving mammon.
让我们能拣选神为我们所拣选的道路。
And also let us choose the way that the Lord has chosen for us.
我们提到先知巴兰。
And then we mentioned the prophet Balaam.
他一面要讨神的欢喜。
On the one hand, he wants to please God.
一面又受钱财的引诱。
On the other hand, he was enticed by money.
他很可惜没有拣选神 为他所拣选的道路。
Regretfully, he did not choose the way that God had chosen for him.
追求经营，追求利益。
Instead, he pursued after money and profit.
这个很可怜。
And wretchedly,
财务得着了没有？他得着了。
Did he gain his money? Yes.
但是他并不能享受。
But he could not enjoy it.
因为因着他的悖逆，他就死在神百姓的刀下。
Because of his rebellion, he died of the sword of God's people.
他和他的钱财一同灭亡。
Therefore, he and his wealth perished together.
其实先知巴兰的经历。
Actually, Balaam the prophet.
也是多少神儿女的经历。
Is all more or less the same experience of God's children.
追求财力。
Pursuing after money.
追求前途，追求名誉。
Or wealth or fame.
甚至追求所谓属灵的事工的成就。
Or even pursuing after the so-called accomplishment of holy work.
结果失败了。
In the end, they all failed.
哎呀，主若愿意。
Lord willing.
我们等一等，在这方面还要会有一些交通。
We will elaborate more on this subject.
昨天晚上我们也在这里看到一件事情。
And last night we also noticed one thing.
就是感谢神，神把他的话语赐给我们。
We thank God that He has given us His words.
就是这一本所我们手中的这一本圣经。
It's the Bible in your hand.
但是我们要怎样好好来借着主的话来认识主的心意呢？
Then how should we through the Lord's word come to know God's will?
我们要怎样做一个讨神喜悦的门徒呢？
How could we become a disciple pleasing to him?
在主所启示的话语里头，他都给我们有详细的指示。
God has pointed out the way for us in the revealed word of His.
我就在这里交通过一个原则。
And also I fellowshiped on this principle.
感谢主，圣经里头有很多的事情都讲得清清楚楚的。
We thank the Lord for in the Bible there are so many things which have been explicitly spelled out.
可是对这些有明文的这些经文。
As to all these explicitly recorded texts,
我们需要细细的读，好好耐心的来研读。
We need to study them thoroughly and patiently.
千万不可以断章取义。
Never garble the text.
也不可以把很多的事情都把它所谓灵然化。就是灵异的解释。
Oh, nor spiritual lies every verse you read.
可以有灵异的解释。
You could have spiritual
explanation. 但是必须和圣经的明文没有违背。
However, your explanation should not go contrary to those explicit verses in the Bible.
那才是所谓真实灵异的解释。
And only in this way you could have the true spiritual explanation.
在神子民的历史中，
in God's children's history,
好多所谓灵异的解释，
there are so many spiritual expositions of the Bible.
他们偏离了圣经明文的启示。
They actually have gone astray from the revelation from God's explicit verses.
结果呢，落到极端的里头去。
And the end is they have gone to the extreme.
更可怕的是落到异端的里面。
What's more dreadful is they have actually fallen prey to heresy.
好多的极端，好多的异端。
So many heresies and so many extremes.
很可怕的，他们都有所谓圣经的根据，经文的根据。
What's more frightening that they could also say that they're all biblically based.
但是，
But,
他们要么是断章取义。
They either take the verse out of context and borrow the meaning.
甚至有错误的领会。
Or even worse, they will have the wrong understanding.
这都是我们的见解。
And all these serve as our warning.
但是我们 也提到另外一方面。
And also we mention another.
圣经没有明文记载的。
That is, those verses are not being explicitly recorded.
也要好好的读。
We also have to study them.
好好的研读。
Study them diligently.
怎么读呢？圣经都没有明文记载。
Then how should we study these verses since they are not clearly recorded?
还是得好好耐心地读。
Then you still have to study them well patiently.
有的事情。
Something.
你要从正面、从反面、从直接、从间接来看那一个问题。
You have to consider them directly, indirectly, and from the positive side, from the negative side.
我想特别今这过去三次聚会你们来不了的弟兄姐妹。
For those brothers and sisters, you weren't able to come to the three sessions we have had.
有机会的话你们可以从网上来听一听做一个参考。
Then you can listen to the web messages as a reference for yourself.
我刚才所讲的这些
All these things that I have talked about,
在主的血底下我这样说
Under the covering of the Lord's blood, I would say this.
那是从六十多年前我在主面前所受的一点的教训和提醒
What I have been saying is the reminder and the learning that the Lord has given to me through the past 65 years.
人生真是苦短
The man's life is really bitterly short.
我蒙恩直到现在差不多将近七十年都过去了。
Since I have been saved by God's grace, almost 70 years.
但是在这些短暂的年日里头
，But in all these transient,
因着属灵的先辈的一点提醒和教导
，Through the teaching and reminding of some of the spiritual elders.
也蒙神那个不肯放我的爱的带领
also through the leading of God's love which would never let me go
对一些做门徒几方面的一点该有的学习
so I have some learning as to what a disciple must learn
慢慢的摸索好像摸出一点的路
and through the groping these subjects, thinking about them, I finally, gradually, seem to be able to find the right way.
这实在是主的恩典。
Truly, this is the Lord's grace.
但另外一方面
，But on the other hand,
我深感觉说自己在主面前的迟慢。
I really feel how slow I am in His presence.
没有学得更好一些。
I really haven't.Mastered it all.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们只是在主里面彼此有一点勉励。
Therefore, I hope we can encourage one another.
而我在主面前的一点经过。
All my experiences in the Lord.
更是借着一些古人所留下来的一些脚踪。
And also through the footsteps that.The previous brethren has left us.
让我们学习在主面前怎样做一个讨主喜悦的门徒。
Let all learn to be disciples, pleasing to God in His presence.
今天算是我们的聚会最后的一个早上。
Today is the last morning of this conference.
那我们要来谈一谈一个主的门徒在侍奉上。该有的一点学习。
Then we shall be talking about what a Lord's disciple needs to learn in reference to servicing.
在读经上，我们一生需要学习。
In studying the Bible is a lifelong lesson for us to learn.
在侍奉上也是一样。
Likewise in services.
我们从蒙恩开始
Ever since we are saved,
我们就该学习怎样来侍奉神。
We have to start learning how to serve God.
但是主若怜悯我们
If the Lord has mercy on us,
就像中国人所说的一句话
Just as we Chinese say this,
吃到老学到老
We learn as we age.
但是天然的人有一个限制。
But because there is a limitation in a natural man,
年轻的时候要学习好像还容易一点。
It seems easier when you're young, you try to learn.
有的时候到老了就很难了。
And as opposed to when you come to the old age, it's becoming more difficult.
弟兄姐妹们原谅我。
Beloved, please forgive me.
在这里我好像也有一点老了。
For saying that, I do look older here.
我也发现很多事情学不来。
Even so, I still sense that there are so many things I cannot get a handle.
我也放弃，也不学了。
Sometimes I just say I will give up on those things.
我们今天早上怎么来迟了呢？
Why is this morning we came late?
其实我今天早上六点钟就起来了。
Actually, I got up at 6 a.m.
那就是因为车子啊的缘故。
Because there is some incident.
我们的姐妹本来开的车是比较老的车。
My sister who usually drives an old model car.
今天早上呢，本来是她的女儿。要开那个新车过来了。
And supposedly this morning, her daughter would drive her brand new car.
忽然早上觉得身体实在不行，没有办法来。
She was sick this morning, so she couldn't make it.
然后我们的几位这个开车的老手啊，对于这个新车就没有把握。
Our sister, although who are experienced in driving a car, but are not so sure about how to drive this new car.
本来想请李弟兄的孩子帮忙来开车。
And our original plan was to ask help from Brother Lee's son to drive.
这个钟跑得很快。
But the clock ticked so fast.
后来姐妹说：“好吧，试试看嘛。”
So our sister finally said, "Okay, let's
give it a try."主保守我们一路平安的来了。
Thanks the Lord, who has kept us safe all this way.
刚刚好赶上你们开始唱诗歌。
So we just made it when you were starting to sing hymns.
我在家里，我现在还开车。
When I'm at home, even now, I still drive.
反应还不是太迟钝。
And my response is not that slow.
但是呢，我开的是老爷车。
But what I, the car I drive is really old car.
1996年的老爷车。
1996 years.
家里的人都说你就不要开这个老爷车了，换一个车吧。
My family member would say, don't drive this old car anymore. Get a new one.
我说我开老爷车比较好。
I said, oh, I'm more, it's better for me to drive this old car.
因为熟悉了。
Because I'm used to it.
所以我反应还蛮快的。
So my response is quite quick.
新车我不要学了。
So I told them I don't want to learn anymore.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But my beloved brothers and sisters.
在世界的上面，有的时候都觉得太新了赶不上，不赶也罢。
Now in the earthly matter, sometimes you cannot catch up with the newest advances. That's okay.
唯独一件事情不可以放弃。
There's only one thing you shall never give up on.
就是我们要在主面前好好学习，做一个讨主喜悦的门徒。
That is, in the presence of the Lord, we have to learn to be disciples pleasing to His sight.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear ones,
今天我站在这里。
Today, as I stand here,
我学习做门徒学了差不多快70年了。
I have been learning to be a disciple for almost 70 years.
但是我仍旧觉得说，主若怜悯我，保守我。
But I still say this, Lord, if you have mercy on me and watching over me,
让我没有老到一个地步，对于属灵的功课再不能学习了。
Allow me not to be so old, to not being able to learn any spiritual lessons anymore.
我不敢放弃，说我老了，我学不来了。
I would never dare to give up, saying I'm old, I cannot learn anymore.
真是有一天我发现我学不来了。
One day I do see that I'm not able to learn anymore.
那是我最可怜的堕落。
I believe that's my most pitiful fall.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So beloved,
因为做主的门徒
，Being the Lord's disciple,
是我们一生都需要学习的
，Is a lifetime lesson we have to master.
这是昨天我们在这里交通到，昨天前天交通到关于。约书亚做门徒。
And this is what we have shared yesterday and the day before yesterday on Joshua. He became a disciple.
他是摩西的帮手。
He is Moses' assistant.
跟随摩西四十年。
Following Moses for 40 years.
毕业了没有了？
Has he ever graduated?
还没有毕业。
He has not.
他还没有忘记他是摩西的帮手。
He has never forgotten that he is Moses.
就是意思他就是摩西的门徒。
Actually, it means he is Moses' disciple.
摩西拣选约书亚来跟随他。
Because Moses chose Joshua to follow him.
来学习怎样侍奉神。
To learn how to serve God.
所以感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
我们在这里。
Here,
主要的头一件事情
The first important thing is,
我这是我六十多年前从一位属灵的长辈得着的一个提醒和教训
It's a reminder that I received 65 years ago from one elder brother
可以放吗不行哈 OK 那我就说好
So let me just tell you.
这句话也很简单。
Now his statement is quite simple.
他说我们都有从主那里接受主给我们的托付。
This elder brother says that we all have received this entrustment from the Lord.
要我们来侍奉他。
So that we could serve him.
但是
，But
我们不能只注意，只忠于。主交托给我们手中的工作
But we can never be being faithful only to the work that God has entrusted to us
忽略了我们乃是神手中的工作
But be negligent of the fact that we are the handiwork of God's hand
主交托给我们手中的工作
The work God has committed to our hand
我们都该学习
We all
向主忠诚
have to learn to be faithful to the Lord in that regard
但是很多人
but so many people
好像是忠于主的托付了
they seem to be very faithful to the Lord's entrustment
他们一生围着侍奉摆上他们的一生
they have actually put all their life into their work
他们的金钱把他们的时间把他们的力量都为主来摆上
money time and their, all their energy they have put into the work
但是很可惜
but regrettably
好多神的儿女忽略了一件事
so many of God's children have
overlooked
one thing
我们这个侍奉主的这个人
that is we who are the people serving God
乃是神手中的工作
are actually the handiwork in God's
我们只注意自己的工作
we only focus on our work
而忽略神在我们身上要做的工
and then neglect the work that God wants to work in us
在这一本宝贵的圣经里头
in this precious Bible
我们发现有多少属灵的先辈
We have seen so many spiritual elders.
他们是忠于神对他们的托付。
Who are indeed faithful to God's entrustment to them.
他们却忽略了自己乃是神手中的工作。
But they overlook the fact that they themselves should be the handiwork of God.
结果他们失败了。
And then, in the end, they failed.
让神在他们身上不能好好成全来成全他们。
So God is not able to finally perfect them.
那我们现在要来看一件事情。
So he would like to consider one matter.
就是我们怎样来侍奉呢？
That is, how shall we serve?
侍奉的守则是什么呢？
What is the principle of our services?
第一，
First,
我们该忠于神交托给我们手中的工作。
We have to be faithful to the work God has entrusted to our hands.
我们要来稍微看一下哥林多前书。
So we will consider 1 Corinthians.
从十二章到十四章。
From chapters 12 to 14.
保罗告诉我们。
Here, Paul.
一个要侍奉主的人应该注意哪些事情
He tells us about the things that a man who serves God.
因着时间的关系我只能重点的点一下
Now, because of time restraint, I can only highlight the importance.
哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
整章圣经讲的乃是论到属灵的恩赐。
The whole chapter is about spiritual gifts.
不错，我们要好好来侍奉神。
Yes, we need to serve God.
啊，必须从神得着恩赐。
So we need to receive gifts from God.
这个属灵的恩赐。
This spiritual gift.
跟我们天然人的本事还是不一样的。
It's different from our natural ability.
这个需要主怜悯我们。
And on this point,
啊，是不是来教导我们？
That he would teach us.
让我们能分辨什么是天然的本能。
So we would be able to discern what is your natural abilities.
什么是属灵的恩赐。
From what are spiritual gifts.
这个我现在也没有办法讲。
Now I won't be able to elaborate on this.
只能说这是不一样的。
I can only tell you these two are different.
到了第十三章。
When we come to chapter 13.
他就进一步来说。
Paul takes one step further.
在所有属灵的恩赐中
，Among all the spiritual gifts，
最大的恩赐是什么
？What is the greatest gift？
最高的，我们是要追求的那个恩赐是什么
？What is the highest gift that we want to pursue？
他在十三章告诉我们
，In chapter 13，
爱是最大的
，Love is the greatest，
爱是无止境的
，Love is infinite，
这不是天然的爱心。
It's not natural love.
有的人生来很有爱心。
Some people are born with.
但是这个爱心是有限度。
However, their love is limited.
唯有神要给我们的那个爱。
Only the love that God wants to give us.
是无止境的爱。
It's endless.
我们需要有追求。
And we need to pursue after love.
到了十四章。
When we come to 14.
第一节。
Chapter 1.
我要把这个圣经读一下。
I will read a verse.
你们来得及可以看圣经，来不及就听我讲。
If you're able to find it, you can refer to it. Otherwise, just listen to me.
他说，你们要追求爱。
Pursue love.
也要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Desire earnestly spiritual gifts.
其中更要炫目的是做先知的讲道。
But especially that you should, you may prophesy.
先知的讲道，原文的意思就是说预言。
A prophet, a preaching in Chinese Bible means to prophesy.
这个要小心。
We have to be careful.
说预言。
To prophesy,
是一个很高的恩赐。
It's truly a very high gift.
乃不是凭着自己的本事
But it's never by your own ability.
在神子民的历史中
Among God's children,
特别在近代 这两百年里面
Especially in the past 200 years
好些侍奉神的人在那里说预言
So many people who serve God, they prophesy
特别说主耶稣什么时候要回来
They especially mention when the Lord would return
他们很大胆的预测什么哪一年哪一月哪一日
So boldly they will prophesy about the date, the month, the year
但是历史时间告诉我们
But the time has shown us
他们所谓的预言都错了
All their prophecies were
特别关于主的回来
Especially in reference to
还轮到神的儿女来说预言吗
Does God give us the liberty to prophesy on this?
没有人知道主什么时候会回来。
Nobody knows when he will return.
只是觉得主回来的日子不很快了。
We only know that the Lord's returning, the day is so imminent.
为什么人不能知道呢
？Why is we cannot know?
这是神的奥秘。
Because this is God's mystery.
连主耶稣他都不知道。
Even the Lord Jesus himself doesn't know it.
父神要他什么时候回来
？When will the Father God send him back?
但是可怜。有一些所谓侍奉神的人
but pitifully, there are so many so-called God's servants.
他们在那里大胆的预言。
So daringly, they prophesied about.
另外还有好多的预言。
And there are also many other prophecies.
是出于人的心愿。
They are actually from man's desire.
出于他们糊涂的思想。
From their muddled-minded mind. From their
比方说，有的人病了。
For example, some people
他们就说预言了
and this
这一个带领我们的首领
and our leader.
他不能死的。
He should not die.
他不会死的。
He will not die.
但是后来死掉了。
But he died.
他们还有人在那里禁食祷告说预言。
And there were so many people. They were fasting. They were prophesying.
他不会死的，他会复活的。
And they all said that they would not die.
多少这样所谓的预言？
There are so many so-called
prophecies. 那是他们自己的心愿。
Because all these are their.
哎呀，因为他们觉得这个属灵的领袖如果死了，
because they felt if this spiritual leader died,
就太可惜了。
Wouldn't that be a shame?
所以他们就说预言了。
Therefore, they started prophesying.
所以神的灵感动他们。有的人甚至说他过了三天他就会复活了。
Claiming that God's spirit has moved them, some people even say in 3 days this sick leader would rise up again.
在中国，在台湾，在美国，
in China, in Taiwan, in the United States,
好多类似这样的事情。
There are so many similar events.
结果所有的预言都错了。
The end, the outcome is all the prophecies are erroneous.
为什么呢？
Why?
那不是出于神的灵的感动，
because none of this came from the moving of the Holy Spirit.
是真实出于圣灵的引导。
The leading truly comes from the Holy Spirit.
当然不会错的。
Will never be wrong.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
so、beloved,
他说我们要追求属灵的恩赐。
Paul said here, we pursue spiritual.
更要追求做先知的讲道。
But especially that you may prophesy.
实在还不是所谓先知讲道。
Actually, it's not being a prophet.
乃是说预言。
But speaking, uttering the oracles of God.
但是必须是从圣灵来的引导。
But it has to be from the leading of
God. 好，我们来看第十二节，他怎么说。
Now let's now consider verse 12.
他说：“你们也是如此。”
Even so.
既是缺慕属灵的恩赐，
you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts,
就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。
Let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel.
特别在这里多年蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters, those of you who have been saved for so many years,
我们在主在教会中有责任。
We know that in the Lord we do have the responsibility.
盼望主给我们更多属灵的恩赐。
And we hope for more spiritual gifts from God.
但是使徒保罗在这里说，
and, but the Apostle Paul said,
应该求那个多得做恩赐，什么恩赐呢？造就教会的恩赐。
You should seek to excel in spiritual gifts that would edify the church.
这个造就教会，
to build up the church.
原文意思呢是建立教会。
It means edification of the church, but in its original language is to build up.
乃是能叫教会更多被建立起来。
So that the church could be built up even more.
叫主的见证在借着教会更多的彰显出来。
So that the Lord's testimony through the church could be even manifested more.
但是弟兄姐妹，
but, beloved,
很可惜在神子民的历史中，
It's a pity that in the God's people's history,
我们该我们所盼望得着的恩赐，
the gift that we hope so much for,
是叫盼望教会得着建立，
are for the church to be built up.
教会得着建立做什么？
And for what purpose that the church
不是一个小的聚会的地方，慢慢的变成一个大的聚会的地方。
It does not mean a small assembly and in a small place and gradually grow into a big one.
教会需要这种建造。
The edification building of that church.
乃是盼望基督的见证能在教借着教会来彰显出来。
Is to manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ through the church.
教会是什么？
Then what is?
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会乃是见证基督的合一。
The church is to testify the unity of Christ.
在基督里。
In Christ.
只有一个身体。
There is one body.
就是一的见证。
And this is the testimony of one year.
但是神指明在历史中告诉我们。
But in the history of the children of God.
在两千年教会的历史告诉我们。
And the 2000 years of church history.
多少人得着建造，得着恩赐。
So many people, once they have received the gift.
有叫教会得着建造吗？
Have they actually built up the church?
很多的恩赐没有把教会建造起来。
Even with so many gifts, the church is not being built up.
乃是叫主的身体被分裂。
Instead, the body of the Lord has actually been fragmented.
今天不要说那些异端错误的团体。
Today, we will not talk about all those heresies wrong groups.
就所谓正统的教会。
Even the traditional.
比较纯正的教会。
Sound church.
但是基督教直到今天。
But Christianity even today.
大众小派。
There's so many.
不知道有多少千派。
Big or small, maybe thousands of them. What a shame.
那些恩赐。
All those gifts.
不是建造教会。
Are not used to build a church.
乃是分裂基督的身体。
Instead, are being used to divide the body of Christ.This is such a regretful thing.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
不错，我们大家一起来侍奉主。
Indeed, we come together to serve the
Lord. 如果我们真是有更多的摆上。
But if we do offering more of ourselves.
有的时候难免是有难处的。
Then it's inevitable we will encounter hardship.
个人的看法不一定一样。
Because every person's take is different.
个人的恩赐可能不一样。
Everyone's gift is different.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But my dear Lord,
我们要来建造教会。
We have come here to build a
church. 很多需要舍己。
Then a lot of time we need to deny ourselves.
需要接受十字架来平衡我们。
We need the cross to balance us out.
但是从神子民的历史中看见
However, from God's history,
多少被主大用的人
so many of the greatly used
大有恩赐的人
greatly gifted ones,
他们结果不能在一起
they could not come together,
彼此不能接受
they could not receive one another,
所以就分裂分裂
Therefore,
再分裂
the church is divided again and again.
主恩待我们
May the Lord have
grace. 但愿在我们中间
in the midst of us,
特别多有一点恩赐和托付的弟兄姐妹们
especially brothers and sisters who have
很多时候我们不能坚持
and responsibilities. Many times,
我们要学习接受十字架来平衡我们
we should not insist on ourselves but accept the balance from the dealing of the cross
好我等一下再回来说
Now I would like to come back to this topic again.
然后呢有一段圣经
Now here is another passage.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians.
不是我们现在已经刚才读过了哈
Now we just read First Corinthians.
我们现在要来看马太福音第七章
Matthew 7.
二十一节到二十三节
21 to 23.
二十一节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人
，Matthew 7:21， not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord，
不能都进天国
，shall enter the kingdom of heaven，
唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。
He who does the will of my Father in heaven，
主要我们做他的门徒。
The Lord wants us to be His disciples.
让我们好好受他的训练。
So that we could be well taught.
好好在教会中来学习服侍他。
So in the church we could learn well.
做什么呢
？To do what?
有一天他要把我们带进他的天国。
Because one day He will lead us into His kingdom.
享受他的荣耀和他一同掌权。
To enjoy His glory, to reign together with Him.
对，所以弟兄姐妹们。
So, beloved,
我们要怎样做一个好的门徒
How could we become good disciples?
我们盼望有一天能进入他的天国
We all hope one day we could enter into his kingdom of heaven
在这里有一个非常重要的条件
Now here is this very crucial condition
就是要遵行天父的旨意
That is, you have to do the will of the Father
刚才我们唱的那一首诗歌
The hymn we just sang
告诉我们
tells us this.
盼望能从我们的身上活出主的生命来。
That let the Lord live out from our lives.
在第三节特别告诉我。
In verse 3,
我们所有的肢体每一个时刻。
It tells us especially that every member of the body of Christ
要受主的约束，等候主来发言。
Has to be restrained by the Lord and wait for the Lord to utter things.
准备好为主前来赴额。
Be prepared to take the Lord's yoke.
主要我们怎么侍奉，在教会中怎么来侍奉。
He would tell us how to serve in the church.
准备好。
But you make yourself.
主有命令，我们就跟随。
At the command of the Lord, we follow him.
这个很需要主的恩典。
For this, we truly need his grace.
但是呢，底下还有一句话。
But the verse, the stanza says.
何事不用放一边。
Even though we are being put aside, not being used.
有的时候主要用我们。
Sometimes God, the Lord will use.
准备好前来赴轭，赴十字架的轭。
We have to be ready and then to take the yoke of the cross.
但是有的时候神不要用我们，要把我们放一边。
But there are times that God will not use us and to put us aside.
容易吗？
Is it easy for the time like this?
更不容易。
It's even more difficult.
这个我等了回头我们再来看。
And I would like to elaborate more on this point later.
给我们看见。
But here we do see.
我们说最重要的一件事情。
The most significant thing for us.
要盼望进入他的天国。
To do, since we hope to enter into his kingdom.
就要好好遵行天父的旨意。
Then we have to do his will.
天父要我们侍奉，我们按照他的意思来侍奉。
If the Heavenly Father wants us to serve him, we serve him according to his will.
有的时候天父说你安静。
Sometimes our Father in heaven says, be quiet.
我们能否安静等候呢？
Can we be quiet and waiting for him?
那底下他再说。
Then the verse continues.
他说当那一天什么，那一天是什么时候？
On that day, when is that day?
就是我们见主的时候。
That's the day when we see the Lord.
要和主，和主，主要和我们算账的时候。
That's the day when the Lord will settle the account.
他说那一时候有很多人对主说。
On that day, many will say to the Lord.
主啊，主啊。
Lord, Lord,
我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
主怎么说了？
What does our Lord respond?
我说我就要明明告诉他们说。
The Lord said, I will declare to them.
我从来不认识你们。
I never knew you.
这个不认识啊。
This,
换得太重一点。
This, is a heavyweight translation of knew you.
那个意思是说我不欢喜你们。
What, the Lord says is that I'm not displeased with you.
我不能称喜你们。
I do not approve of you.
然后主还说。
And then the Lord says,
你们这些作恶的人。
Depart from me.
作恶又是犯得太重。
Because you have practiced iniquity.
好像有点就是你们这些不法的人。
As though they are lawless ones.
为什么是不法呢？
Why is they are lawless?
他们传道，他们赶鬼，他们行异能。
They prophesy, they cast out demons, and
这些都是极高的恩，属灵的恩赐。
All these are great spiritual gifts.
弟兄姐妹们。
Beloved,
要是你们问我柯弟兄，你有什么恩赐啊？
If you should ask me, Brother Cole, what gifts do you have?
你会传道吗？
Can you preach?
呀，传了几十年还没有传得好。
Yes, I have been preaching for decades, but I'm still not good.
有的时候我在上面传讲主的话。
Sometimes while I am preaching, God's word at the pulpit.
弟兄姐妹听累了，就打瞌睡了。
And the brothers and sisters hearing my preaching,
就是讲的不好啊。有的人很有恩赐。
And others are very gifted.
讲他起来一讲。
Once they stand up and preach.
大家精神都很兴奋。
Everybody is excited.
啊，都做奋兴了。
And being revived.
所以所谓奋兴布道家。
So we have all the revival.
呀，我多年渴慕，但是主没有给过我这样的恩赐。
Revival preachers, I do.
哎，他们不只能传道。
But I never got it. Not only could they
preach, 而且还能赶鬼。
And also they can cast out demons.
我好像没有赶过。我也不知道。
I have never done this. I don't know how to do it.
他们还能行异能。
He could even do wonders.
很多神迹奇事。
All the signs and miracles.
这些人呢、啊，这些了不起的恩赐。
These people have gifts. It's far beyond comparison.
他们到主面前去报告。
But when they report themselves before,
我传道没有人会打瞌睡的。
While I was preaching, nobody would doze off.
我们赶鬼，鬼就跑掉了。
And when I cast out demons, they all flee.
还能行许多的异能。
And I could do so many wonders.
但是主为什么不欢喜呢？
But why is the Lord not pleased?
主为什么不承认呢？
Why is the Lord not confess?
他们凭着自己的负担。
Because they have done all this by their own burden.
也许也是应付许多人的需要。
Maybe just to meet all the public demand.
好多人需要听到吗？
Because so many people need to.
我不讲到怎么可以啊？
If I do not.
好多人被鬼附啊。
So many people are demon possessed.
医生都没有办法医他呀。
Even doctors have nothing.
那我怎么不能去把他的鬼赶出去了？
How could I not cast out demons?
有许多需要异能神迹。
So many people need wonders and miracles.
所以我就去了嘛。
Therefore, I go.
弟兄姐妹们。
But,
但是在这里很严肃的一件事情。
But here, there is so serious the matter.
他们在地上、啊、靠着他们的恩赐行做很多的事。
On earth, by their gifts, they've done so many things.
唯独他们只是应付人的需要。
But they have only done all these things to meet man's demand.
只是里面自己的负担。
It's all the burden from themselves.
为什么主不承认呢？
Then why is the Lord does not confess?
就是简单说，就是他们没有遵从神的旨意。
Simply put, they have not done God's will.
这个所做的一切。
So everything they've done.
不只是虚。是徒然的虚空的
It's not only vain, and
而且要遭受主的责备
But also, they will be cursed by the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So my beloved
我们除了盼望主给我们有属灵的恩赐
Not only do we hope for the spiritual gift from the
Lord 同心来建造主的教会
And in one accord, we will build up the Lord's church.
第二方面
but also the second point.
不能忽略我们自己乃是神手中的工作。
We shall never be negligent that knowing we are the handiwork of God's hand.
前面刚才我们说的这传道赶鬼行异能的人。
All these people who prophesy, who cast out demons, and who have done wonders.
他们只顾他们的负担来做工。
They've done all their work, focusing on their own burden.
他们就是忽略了他们自己乃是神手中的工作。
They overlooked the very fact that they are the handiwork. They
我们来看几处的圣经。
Let's now consider a few passages.
给我们看见主是怎样盼望把扼住我们在我们身上来做他的工。
All these verses show us how our Lord desires to hold on to us, for us to take His yoke that He could work in us.
约翰福音第十章
John 10
28, 29节
Verses 28 and 29
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
And I give them eternal life that they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
29
Verse 29.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
My father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my father's hand.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里说到我们得救的稳固。
Here speaks of the assurance that
我们得救了。
Salvation. Once we are saved,
乃是在主的手中。
We are in the Lord's hand.
乃是在父天父的手里。
Also, we are in the Heavenly Father's hand.
So the Lord said,
nobody can snatch us out of their hand.
感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord. Our salvation is sure and steadfast.
主的手，天父的手要保守保护我们。
The Lord's hand, the Heavenly Father's hand will protect us.
但是还没完，底下他再说。
But our Lord is not
the Lord. 第十章，第十，约翰福音十章十节说。
10:10
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Our Lord says the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy.
我来了，乃是要叫羊，或者是叫人的生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I have come that they or the sheep may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
主赐给我们生命。
The Lord has.Given us his life.
把我们握在他们的手中
The Lord has held us in his hand.
叫我们得着一个永远不会失去的生命
So that now we have received a life that we would never lose.
但是还不只是这样
But it's not
too 他要叫我们得更丰盛的生命
The Lord and Heavenly Father want us to have the more abundant life.
但是在这里有一个问题
But here there is an issue.
在灵界里头
In the spiritual realm.
神和主耶稣保护我们
God and the Lord Jesus have kept us.
这里说盗贼来
Here, the
thief 这个盗贼是谁呢
Who is this thief?
就是神的对头撒旦魔鬼
That is the rival of God, Satan the devil.
神保守我们
God has preserved us.
但是撒旦要来偷要来杀害，要来毁坏。
But Satan wants to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
所以我们要小心。
Therefore, we have to
不要暴露自己。
Be careful not to expose.
那是我们落在撒旦的诡计底下。
If we fall prey to Satan's scheme,
就要被他偷掉了。
Then we will be stolen.
就要被他杀害毁坏了。
Killed and destroyed by him.
刚才我们说的那些传道赶鬼行异能的人。
All those people we mentioned that who cast out demons, who
为什么他们没主不是保守他们吗
？Hasn't the Lord kept them？
但是他们偏离主的路。
But they have gone astray from the Lord's way.
就给魔鬼毁坏了，偷窃了。
They have been stolen, destroyed by devil.
所以我们要求主保守我们。
So we ask the Lord to really
让我们能好好留在主的手中。
So that we will.Stay in the hand of the Lord steadfastly.
保罗在以弗所书二章第十节告诉我们
Paul says this in Ephesians 2:10.
我们原是他的工作
We are the handiwork of his hand.
在基督耶稣里造成的
Created in Christ Jesus.
做什么呢
To do what?
为着叫我们行善
So that we could do good.
行什么善呢
What kind of a
就是神预备叫我们行的
All those good works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them
这里
Here
需要主怜悯我们
We do need the Lord's mercy
有的时候我们觉得我们已经蒙恩了
Sometimes we feel we have been saved
我们就要做好些善事
We need to do all kinds of good works
在洛杉矶这一次我在中国里在中国一个月的时间
Recently, I stayed in China for 1 month.
看见有一些弟兄，有一些地方的教会很热心。
I saw some churches, that they were so zealous.
比方说前几年在四川那个汶川这个大地震。
Few years ago, there was a big earthquake in, 汶川 in 四川 province.
死了几十万人。
And several
a 很大的灾祸临到他们
several tens of thousands of people.
有的教会很热心。
A great disaster. So
他们就去帮助他们，支援他们。
Were so zealous, so they went there to help them to give aid.
那有的弟兄姐妹说这样做对不对啊？
And then some people, brothers and sisters would ask,
怎么可以说不对啊？
To do so.
你看人家世人都要去帮助他们。
How could you say it is not right? Because all the world.
我们基督徒更应该去啊。
Not to mention we being Christians, shouldn't we help them?
那请问弟兄姐妹该不该去？
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, should we go?
那是问我。
If you ask me.
我要问他们说。
I will ask them.
是的，那边是有很大的需要。
Yes, there is a great need there.
去帮助他们是也是好事情。
And it is also a good thing to go to work for them.
但是。
But.
有没有神的带领？
Do you have the Lord's leading?
是不是神的意思要你们去帮助他们？
Is it God's will for you to help them?
如果有神的带领。
If there is God's
leading, 是应该好好的去。
You certainly should.
好好的去帮助他们。
You should help them.
如果没有主的带领。
But if without the
是出于我们的那纸面的负担。
Is it from your own burden inside?
我们自己的爱心。
Is it from your own love?
我们的牺牲。
Our sacrifice.
在主面前都不被称许。
In this way, if it is so, our sacrifice before the Lord is counted nothing.
所以求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace on us.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11:29.
主耶稣告诉我们。
The Lord tells us.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and lowly in heart.
因为他是柔和的谦卑。
How is our Lord lowly?
所以他从宝座到了人间。
He's so lowly that he came down from his throne.
他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样子。
He took the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man.
自己卑微走了十字架的道路。
He humbled himself, walked in the way of the cross.
他一切不是为做他的善行。
Everything he did.Is not for the good work,
乃是顺服神的旨意。
But instead to obey God's will,
一直顺服到死。
He obeyed God's will all the way to death,
而且是死在十字架上。
Even the death on the cross.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这是主为我们留下的榜样。
This is the example.
所以他说
，The Lord has left us.
我心里柔和谦卑。
So our Lord said, I am lowly
and gentle in heart. 你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Learn from me.
这样你们心里就得享安息。
And then you will find rest for your soul.
弟兄姐妹们，
so my beloved,
简单的说，
simply put,
神在律法中告诉他的子民，
God has told his people in his law.
你们要耕田。
That you should plow the field.
不可以只用一头牛。
You should not just use.
需要两头牛一同来耕田。
One yoke of oxen, but you need two yokes of oxen.
要有一个车，有一个马车要拉。
And you need horses to pull the cart.
必须是两匹的马一同来拉。
Not just one horse, but two horses.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为免得一头的牛，一匹的马，负担太重。
So that one horse or one oxen, one pair of them might be too burdensome.
两头牛，两匹马，一同来经营。
But if you have two pairs of oxen and the donkeys and two horses, and you plow the field together.
担子就比较轻省。
Then the burden is lighter.
但是弟兄姐妹们。
So, my beloved,
神所顾念的是牛是马吗？
Is that the oxen or horses that God has His eyes on?
当然，蛮有爱心的神。
Of course, our compassion.
他是顾念到牛和马。
Has His care on horses.
但弟兄姐妹们，神所顾念更是顾念我们这些属他的人。
But my beloved, what our God looks at more is us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
So my beloved,
我们要好侍奉主，
let us serve our Lord well.
要学习背负他的轭。
Let us learn to take his yoke.
什么是他的轭啊？就是他赐给我们每个人不同的十字架。
That is the cross he has given to each one of us differently.
我们要做主的门徒。
Now, for us to become the Lord's
受他严格的训练，
to be taught rigorously,
除非我们愿意接受他给我们的十字架。
We can never be his disciples, and unless we are willing to take the cross from him.
我们要追求属灵的恩赐。
When we pursue after spiritual gifts,
好好地来建造他的教会，
in order to build up his church,
若没有十字架的功课，
unless we have mastered the lesson,
我们不止不能，我们的热心不能建造教会，
not only our zeal won't serve the church,
可能热心太大了，
but your zeal will be so much,
恩赐太强了，
or your gifts are so
strong, 完了在教会受破坏。
In the end, the church is sabotaged.
甚至道志分裂。
To the point that it's divided.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
my beloved.
所以主说，
So our Lord said,
我们要来负他的轭。
Let's take his yoke.
学他的样式。
Learn from him.
就是跟他一同来学。
That is to learn together with him.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brother,
主自己背着十字架。
The Lord himself bore the cross.
除了主以外，
apart from our Lord,
没有人能背。
None of us can take up the cross.
主的十字架说明什么呢？
What does the Lord's cross say to us?
我简单说一下。
Let me very briefly mention this.
主到了那一天，到了可西马尼园。
On that day, when our Lord came to the Garden of Gethsemane,
福音书告诉我们，
and according to the gospel,
他就惊恐起来。
He was so troubled.
又极其忧伤。
Extremely sorrowful.
几乎要死。
Almost died.
哎，弟兄姐妹，
my beloved,
主耶稣到世上来，不是就是为着来接受十字架的死吗？
Didn't our Lord come to the world to receive the death on the cross?
为什么到了可西马尼园就怕起来了？
Why is it when he came to the Gethsemane, he became terrified?
他知道他要头戴荆棘的冠冕。
Because our Lord knew that he would put on this crown of thorn.
他要被鞭伤。
He would be scourged.
他要被钉在十字架上。
He would be crucified on the cross.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
But my beloved,
这些主都不害怕。
Our Lord is not afraid of all.
主都能承担。
The Lord can bear it.
但是有两件事情。
But two things he can't.
教主承担不起。
He simply cannot bear it.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候，
cross,
他是担当我们全人类的罪孽。
He alone bears all the iniquity of the whole mankind.
你们的罪，我的罪。
Your sin, my sin.
我们所有的罪都归在主身上。
All our sins are being placed upon our Lord.
这位纯洁的羔羊。
This pure lamb,
从来不知道罪和罪无关的这一位神的儿子，
who knew nothing about sin, he has nothing to do with sin.
我们众人的罪呢，要把他压伤，
but all man's sins would crush him,
叫他承担不起，
so that he cannot even bear it.
还不止这样，
and even more,
当他在十字架上的时候，背负我们罪孽的时候，
on the cross when he bears all our iniquities,
神要掩脸不看他，
God will hide his face from him.
神公义的刑杖要击打在他身上，
The righteous rod of God will strike him.
我们这些犯罪作恶的人，
All of us who are sinners and
我们本来的份应该是下火湖，
Lawless ones are our lot is to go to lake of fire and brimstone.
主为我们在十字架上，
But on the cross for us,
经历了神愤怒火的审判，
The Lord experienced the fiery judgment of God's wrath.
所以主在十字架上说，
So on the cross our Lord
神，
says,
我的神我的神，
My God, my God,
为什么离弃我？
Why have you forgotten me?
他在那里说我渴了。
And there he said, oh,
为什么干渴了？
Why was he thirsty?
他为我们经历
托付那个火焰的神痛苦。
Because he was suffering the pain in the lake of fire in brimstone for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
No, my beloved.
安息主。他在那里祷告说。
On the cross, our Lord prayed.
父啊，倘若可以掉这个杯离开我。
Father, if it is your will to remove the cup from me,
那个杯是神愤怒的杯。
That cup is the cup of wrath of God.
但是主对神说。
But our Lord said to God,
然而不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
But not as I will, but as you will.
主耶稣在克西马尼三次的祷告。
Three times our Lord prayed at the Gethsemane.
他终于清楚十字架。是神的意思。
He understood that the cross is God's will.
不是他的勇敢。
It's not our Lord's bravery.
严格说起来，也不仅是他的爱心。
Strictly speaking, it's not merely our Lord's love.
完全是因着父的旨意。
But totally because he was
submitting
to the Lord's God's will.
感谢主。
He obeyed.
当他祷告很迫切的时候
When he prayed so urgently,
有一位天使下来加他的力量
An angel came down from heaven to strengthen the Lord.
我心里在想
And I'm
若是那一天没有那位天使加他的力量
If in that day, there were not such an angel coming down
from heaven, 可能我们的主要死在克西马里
Maybe our Lord would have died in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但他不能死在克西马里
But,He could not die in the garden.
死在克西马里，我们通通要灭亡了。
If he should die in Gethsemane, we would all have perished.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他的十字架只有他能背。
Only he can bear his cross.
但是他赐给我们的十字架。
But the cross he has given to us.
不是叫我们自己来背。
It's not for us to bear by ourselves.
乃是要我们。和他一同来背。
But for us to bear the cross together with him.
要我们负他的，他给我们的轭。
And also when we take his yoke.
来跟他一同来学习背负十字架。
To learn together with him to how to take up our cross.
我们这些牛都是像软弱的牛。
We are just like weak oxen.
但是主耶稣这一头牛啊。
But our Lord Jesus is this, the very ox.
是大力的公牛。
It's the mighty wild ox.
弟兄姐妹们。
So my beloved.
就像马可福音所说的。
Just as Mark said.
马可福音就是说主耶稣像一头牛。
Just as the gospel according to
Mark said. 在那里来服侍神，服侍人。
The Lord serves a man just like.
比方说，我们的主耶稣啊，他是一头大力的公牛。
For example, our Lord is the mighty ox.
我这个又老又弱的牛。
And I, being the old and weak.
主要我来负一个轭。
And the Lord told me, tell me.
感谢主，其实这个轭啊是在他，也在他的脖子上。
But thank the Lord, the same yoke is also on our neck.
我就照着主的意思，好好来结束这个轭。
What I do is just according to the Lord's will, I just take up His yoke on me.
其实是主跟我一同来负轭。
But the fact is, the Lord takes the yoke together with you.
有的时候累了，走不动了。
Sometimes I'm tired, cannot
我就走慢一点。
I would move very slowly.
这个轭啊，就不在我身，是在他的身上。
So.The yoke is on the Lord's neck only instead of on mine.
感谢主，主知道我们的软弱。
We thank the Lord that He truly knows our weakness.
他会忍耐带领我们。
And being patient, He will lead us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
so、my beloved,
愿主恩待我们，
the Lord have great
能好好。跟他来学习接受主给我们的十字架。
So we will all learn well from him to take up his cross.
末了，我稍微简单做一点见证。
So in the end, I would give a short testimony.
我这一头软弱的老牛。
I being this old and weak.
在以往的年路里头是怎样学习跟随主的
？How I have learned to follow the Lord in the
在厦门那一段蒙恩的日子里头
，During the years that in 厦门 China when I was
在1946年 到1951年
from 1946 to 1951.
那一段时间我在厦门。
In that period of time, I was in 厦门, China.
受浸以后我就有一个心愿。
After I was baptized, I had this desire.
好好学习服侍主。
I want to learn well to serve him.
我前昨天讲在这里交通过。
The day before yesterday, I fellowshipped on this point.
在五零年我听了一篇信息。
That in 1950, I heard of one message.
就是先知巴兰的信息。
That's a message on the prophet Balaam.
要好好学习拣选主为我所拣选的道路。
That message taught me that I need to choose the way God has chosen for me.
也就是在那一年五零年的冬天。
So in the winter of 1950,
有神的仆人从尼弟兄那个训练的中心下来。
When God's servants from Brother Nee's camp came to us.
他们在一些小组聚会中释放按手的信息。
And in small group meetings, they talk about the laying on of hands.
按手有很多属灵的意思。
There are so many spiritual meanings to laying on of hands.
我简单提起最重要的一个点。
I just very briefly mentioned the most important point.
就是说我们这个受浸归入主耶稣的人。
That is all of us who have been baptized to the Lord.
更是应该把自己交给主耶稣。
Even more so, we need to offer ourselves to the
Lord Jesus. 让主按我们的头。
So the Lord can lay his hand on us.
表示我愿意顺服主。
Meaning that we're willing to be submissive to him.
愿意一生来跟随主。
Willing to follow him all my life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这两件事情影响我的一生。
These two matters greatly affect my life.
从那个时候开始。
From then on.
我就有一个简单的心愿。
I simply have this.
若是主愿意的话。
Lord willing.
主收留我的话。
Lord willing, he would receive me.
我愿意一生简单。拣选他为我拣选的道路。
Throughout my life, I will be simply choosing the way He has chosen.
我有一个侍奉主的学习侍奉主的心愿。
I do have this will, this mind to serve Him.
可以说蛮也有一点蛮强的心愿。
I should say I have this strong will, strong desire.
为做学习侍奉主。
Now, in order to serve Him,
我书没有读完，我都不想再读了。
I quit studying at school and I simply gave it up.
我也不想做生意发财。
Nor did I wanted to become rich.
我就是盼望主了怜悯我。
I just hope that the Lord would have
mercy on me. 我一生简单的来学习侍奉他。
And simply all my life, I just want to serve him.
我迫切到一个地步。
I was so
连婚姻的事情我都不考虑。
I was so eager, wanting to serve him. I didn't even think about marriage.
在厦门，在香港，很长的一段日子。
In 厦门 in Hong Kong for a long period of time.
我不想到婚姻的事情。
Marriage never entered my heart.
我想要是我能像保罗那样。守童身来侍奉主都比较好。
I thought it would be better to be like Paul to hold his celibacy.
有一天，家里的人说要我去香港。
And one day, my family told me to go to Hong Kong.
去做什么
？To do what？
去做生意。
To do business.
家庭有需要。
Because my family needed
it. 我也不能详细讲。
I won't go into much.
哎呀，我是一百个不愿意。
Even though I was 100%.
为什么呢？因为我要留在厦门好好学习师父。
Why? Because at that time I was in 厦门. I was trying to serve God well there.
但是结果呢？
But the end is.
环境显明要我去。
Through the necessity, I did go. Even the China office approved my visa.
我虽然不愿意，
Even though I'm not willing,
但是为做已经答应主拣选主为我拣选的人。
But since I have promised the Lord to choose the way He would choose for me.
我是一面顺服，一面有一点勉强。
So I was obedient at the same time reluctant.
去到香港以后，
After I went to Hong Kong,
我环境改变了。
The circumstances.
家庭对我的盼望完全没有成为报应。
And my family's hope for me was now dashed.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我反而在香港，到了香港，我可以全时间学习侍奉主。
I ended up serving the Lord full time to learn to minister to Him.
真是没有想到的。
This is something I never expected.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
but, beloved,
因为追求的心很迫切，
because I have such an urgent heart to
pursue Him. 盼望好好学习有长进，
I really wanted to grow.
才能够好好的来学习侍奉主啊。
So I could learn to serve Him well.
追求到一个地步，
I was pursuing after Him.
我本来身体就是从小就是不好。不健康
because my body wasn't,
所以在那些年里头追求侍奉学习侍奉
ever since I was young in those days of pursuing after him and serving him
因着不安的追求
because I became apprehensive
又紧张又受压
and I was anxious
连吃饭连睡觉都不是都不平安
even when I ate orwhen I slept, I had no peace.
因为觉得我这样的学习不好像没有什么长进。
I always felt I hadn't been growing well in the Lord.
结果病了。
So I became sick.
休息了八十五天。
And I it took 85 days to recuperate.
说好了，可以回去再继续追求主吧。
And now, when time was up, I said, okay, now I'm going back.
过了半年，
after half a year,
我又回去复诊。
I went back to see doctor.
盼望医生告诉我 OK.
I hope doctor would tell me.
你现在可以好好的追求主了。
Everything is okay. Now you can pursue well.
完全没有想到。
Little did I expect.
医生经过检查。
After the doctor's
examination.
他说
弟兄，回去把行李收拾，再到我这个疗养院来休息。
Brother, the doctor said, brother, go back to pack up. Come back to.My convalescent home.
我两次进那个疗养院。
Twice I went to that convalescent home.
这位医生很有爱心。
And this brother has so much.
为我们这些学习侍奉的年轻人。
To all of us young people who learn to serve.
不只是一切都是免费的。
Not only everything was free.
而且还有特别的优待。
But also they gave special.
我也不能详细说。
I will not go into
that. 但是弟兄姐妹们。
But my beloved.
第二次我又要去休息。
The second time when I went back to recuperate,
真是有一点像晴天霹雳一样。
I thought this is something out of the blue.
我准备这一下我可以好好再好好的冲。
Because at this time I was all ready to charge.
没有想到还要再进去。
I ended up going back.
又经过一年多的时间的休息。
After another year's rest.
在那里有弟兄有出蒙恩有一些福音朋友进到那个疗养院里面
Some gospel friends or new believers came to the convalescent home
有的人经过三个月五个月胖几十磅
After three or five months they would gain several pounds
我住了一年多
I have stayed there for more than a year
还有特别的享受
And I had received special treatment.
教会请一个老姐妹。
Because there is an elderly.
一个礼拜三次的鸡汤。
Three times a week, she
炖鸡。
Cook the chicken soup for me.
我吃到看见老姐妹来啊，就负担很重。
To the point that once I saw her coming, I felt so burdened.
如果这个从小胃口就是不大。
Because ever since I was young, I did not have a good
appetite. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹。你们想我休息了一年多
After I recuperated
胖了几磅呢
How many pounds did I gain?
大概只有三磅
Maybe just three pounds
五磅都不到
Not even five pounds
我就胖不起来
I just couldn't gain weight
后来医生说好了你现在可以出院了
Alright, then the doctor said
回去继续休息侍奉去
Now you can go back and to learn to serve
在香港主要的负责弟兄我主要的同工
Now in Hong Kong, my most important co-worker, the
有弟兄姐妹知道他陈泽信弟兄。
Some brothers and sisters might have known him, Brother 陈泽信。
他是主要带领我们的同工。
He was the primary co-worker.
有一天他到那个疗养院去。
One day he came to the convalescent home.
他说：“弟兄啊
，Brother。”
你这么休息这么久，你觉得怎样啊
？You have been resting for so long. What do you feel now?
心里平安没有啊
？Do you have peace now in your heart?
他知道我心里不平安。
Because he knew I had no peace.
有不安的追求。
I was pursuing the Lord, but apprehensively strung up.
他说弟兄啊。
But he said,
我觉得啊，你这样的学习侍奉太辛苦了。
He said that it's simply too burdensome for you to learn to serve God in this way.
你要好好祷告。
You have to pray.
是不是回到职业里头去？
Maybe you should go back to your previous job.
看看主怎么继续带领你。
And wait for the Lord to see what His leading was.
不过他说教会的门向着你是开的。
But the gate of the church is always open.
你如果觉得要回来，随时都可以回来。
Whenever you feel like it, you are welcome to come.
因为我们年轻的同工都住在会所。
All the young co-workers lived in the church building.
会所有宿舍的，有同工的宿舍。
There are dorms for co-workers then.
我心里想，我当然要回去啊。
And in my heart, I thought, of course, I want to come back.
只要教会有一个门缝。
As long as there is a crack of the door,
我转都要转进去。
For me, I even for me to squeeze, I would squeeze myself in.
但是在等候主的时间。
But I was waiting for the Lord's time.
主接着十百个老弟兄的一段话。
And through a saying of Brother Sparks.
他有一篇信息叫做《金灯台》。
There is one of his messages.Titled The Golden Lamp.
在那里有几句的话。
There are few words there.
他说你这个主以为蒙主呼召要来侍奉主的人。
Brother Sparks said, You who thought you were called by God to serve.
请你去在职业里头等候主。
Go back to your earthly job, and there you wait for His call.
若是他要来呼召你。
God wants to call you.
等候主再来向你第二次的呼召。
You have to wait for His second call.
大概意思是这样。
Basically, I paragraphed it.
哎呀，很稀奇。
Amazing.
我本来觉得我当然要回去。
At that time, I thought, of course, I want to go back.
就人家那几句话。
But because of that,
好像是主对我说的。
As though the Lord was speaking to me.
那个时候我还没见过史派克老弟兄呢。
At that time, I had never met Brother Sparks.
我觉得主啊。是不是你要我回到职业去？
Is that you want me to go back to my job?
职业在哪里？
Where is my job?
做什么职业？
To do what?
当年在香港要找一个职业很难的。
In those days, it's so difficult to find a job in Hong Kong.
我这个人身体又软弱，书也没有读完。
And I was physically ill, didn't finish my school.
锄地无力。
I had no strength to.
讨饭又怕羞。
And just like I was ashamed to
that. 好可怜。
How wretched I am.
怎么办呢？
What should I do?
还是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我只有说主啊。
I only said this
to the Lord. 如果你真的要我回到职业。
If you really want me to go back.
那你要负我的责任。
You have to take the whole responsibility.
后来感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
那个诊所他们要开办一个这个化验所。
And this clinic was about to open up a lab.
那个接纳我的医生。
The one who treated me, the doctor.
是 TV 的专科，专治肺病的。
Was a specialist on TB.
他的诊所忙得不得，一天有一百多个病人。
And the clinic was so busy, and they had over 100 patients a day.
感谢主。
So thank you.
总有特别的预备。
The Lord
所以要开一个化验所。
And they were about to open up a lab.
替病人检查大便、小便、痰、血。
For all the TB patients, they have to test all the patients' blood, urine, or even their fetus.
那个医生说你要不要学？
So the doctor said, "Do you want to learn this?"
我说好，要。
So I said, "Okay, I will learn."
在那里，我们看那个显微镜是单管的。
And we're looking at the microscope.
一边看一边记录。
With one eye looking at it, and the other hand.
我这个眼睛看了一年半。
After 1.5 years.
近视多了150度。
And my prescription for my nearsighted.
天在那里。
150度。
搞大便，搞小便。
And with dealing with all the urine and the waste of man.
肺病人所吐出来的那个痰和血。
Even the mucus with blood.
那是你们也做过，就尝到那个滋味。
If you had a chance to do that kind of job, you would
know. 而是在那一段的时间里头。
But during that time,
我什么也不敢想。
I would not dare to.
我不敢问主说，我在这里要搞多久啊
？I would not dare to ask the Lord how much longer.
什么时候你还要不要我学习侍奉你
？Do you still want me to learn to serve you?
我都不敢祷告。
I wouldn't even dare to pray.
我只求说是主啊，你让我安心在这里。
I just ask the Lord, Lord, give me rest so I will work here.
为什么不敢祷告呢？
Like、
我就像一个自愿从军的人。
Just like a person who volunteered to
be enlisted. 我自愿投军。
To be enlisted in army.
可是经过检查。
But after the physical exam.
说你不合格。
They say you're not qualified.
军部也不要我。
So the army would not take me.
这就是我当日的光景。
That's exactly what I thought.
弟兄姐妹们，刚才我们唱了314首。
Brothers and sisters, the hymn we just sang.
在那一年多的那差不多2年的里头。
In those time, almost 2 years.
我一边在那里学习等候主的时候。
On the one hand, I was learning to wait on the Lord.
那首诗歌就成为我唯一每天的诗歌。
On the other hand, that Psalm 314 is my daily song.
我何等盼望准备好为主来赴俄。
Oh, how much I desire to be made ready to bear His yoke.
但是主让我经历说，主不要我把我放一边。
But the Lord allowed me to experience this that He did not want me.
为主前来赴俄需要主的恩典。
So we need God's grace to come to take up His yoke.
被主不用放一边。
But being put aside by the Lord.
更需要主的恩典。
And not being used by Him. Even need more of God's grace.
那三年里面。
In those 3 years.
我稍微体会。
I somehow.
被主不用放一边的味道。
What it actually tasted being put aside by God.
我承认说我很勉强。
I have to confess that
就是求主让我求主让我能顺服。
May I ask the Lord to allow me to be obedient.
我要越过30年。越过30年。
After 30 years. Oh, I'm going to jump ahead.
从香港来到美国。
I came to the United States.
在大概1994年到1994年。
In 1922 to 1924,
我在香港已经学习服侍20多年了。
At that time, I have learned to serve God in Hong Kong for more than 20
years. 但是因着教会有一些问题难处。
Now, because there were some difficulties and issues.
那我就在一个学习侍奉的时候。
Right at the time while I was learning to serve.
因着教会的一些变动。
And because of all the commotion and change,
我承受很大，有承受了一些压力。
I bore such pressure.
弟兄姐妹
，Beloved，
有人怀疑说我有野心。
Some people even suspected that Brother Cole was
要抓教会
ambitious，
还有其他的一些感觉。
To grab hold of the power.
感谢主。
They also had other kinds of things.
我寻求主。
But I thank the Lord after seeking after Him.
我自己实在灵魂体都软弱。
I knew that spirit, soul, and body, I was very.
因为压力太重了。
Because the pressure was too big.
那一段时间，我两个大拇指的指甲都裂开了。
In those days, even the nails on my two thumbs split.
我就问那个皮肤科医生，到底为什么？
So I asked one dermatologist.
他说很难说这个原因很多。
He said it's hard to pinpoint.
不过普通的人呢，压力太大，可能会引致这个指甲裂了。
But normally, when a person is under great pressure, the nails would split.
这位医生是个基督徒。
And this dermatologist.
他笑笑地说。
Dermatologist is.
你们做牧师的没什么压力。
And he, you know, smiled at me.
大概不是这个吧。
Well, being a preacher, you probably don't have much pressure.
笑笑，我也没跟他多说。
So this could not be the reason, and I smiled back.
实际上是我这个无用的仆人。
But I, as a youth,
经不起一点压力。
I actually couldn't bear any pressure.
赦免我。
May the Lord forgive me.
后来寻求主。
And after
March, 觉得为着教会的，为着教会的益处。
And for the benefit of the church.
不要因着我影响别的弟兄姐妹们的侍奉。
I did not want to affect other brothers and sisters' service.
好像觉得说我应该离开一段时间。
I felt that I should take a leave of absence for a while.
我也跟江守道弟兄交通。
I also fellowshiped with Brother Stephen Kong.
他应征说柯弟兄。
And he also approved that.
若是主有带领你，还是离开一段时间也好。
If the Lord does lead you this way, maybe it's good for you to take a leave.
我就把家留在美国，我自己跑香港。
So I left my family in America and went to Hong Kong alone.
在那三年多的时间里头。
In those some years.
主让我再一次学习。
The Lord once again allowed me to learn.
准备为主前来赴俄。
That I'm ready to bear the yoke of the Lord.
何事不用放一边。
Or I'm learning that He will put me aside.
我刚才说过，
I just
从前的三年，
the previous 3 years,
我是有一点觉得受勉强。
I felt I was reluctant not being used by God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
过了三十年之后的三年。
After 30 years.This again the
three
years. It is the Lord's mercy that He has given me grace. I never blamed on any brother and sister. Nor did I blame other
brothers.
I just thank the Lord that He did not want me to serve in that church.Quietly, I just left.
有的误会本来可以解释的。
Some of the misunderstanding could have been explained.
我觉得好像主没有要我为自己申辩什么。
But I felt the Lord did not want me to plead my own cause.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所以在后面的那三年多的被主不用放一边。
So in the second three some years that I was being put aside by the Lord, not being used.
在主的血底下。
Under the blood of the Lord.
我可以说。
I can say
that. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
里面真是有安息。
Now truly I have.
从主那里享受的安息。
The rest I enjoy from God.
所以就在香港那三年多里头。
So in the three some years.
主再一次提醒我。
The Lord once again reminded me.
就是因为从前有同工们告诉我。
That's what previous co-workers.
柯弟兄，你是不是应该把你所读的圣经的人物把它写下来。
They said to me, Brother Cole, should you publish the book on all the Bible characters you have been studying?
经过多时的考虑，我都没有进行。
After much consideration and much time, I never got ahead and do it.
后来是因为他说同工们的印证。
But later on, because the approval testimony from the co-workers.
特别江弟兄说，柯弟兄，你应该把这些印写下来，印成书。
And especially Brother Kong said that Brother Ko, you should write down all your studying in a book and publish.
他说应该出书有用。
And he said you should publish.
所以感谢主。
They should be very useful.
我就开始在那里整理。一些关于圣经的人物的信息。
So, I started to rearrange all the messages on Bible characters.
到了零三年一月。
2003 January.
我就先后出了圣经人物信息系列。
I published the book Bible Message on Biblical.
从第一册到第八册。
Characters from Volume 1.
到了97年之后。
After
2007年。
After 2007.
我又出了后面的三本。后面的四本。
Another 4 volumes.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my beloved.
在主的血底下。
Under the blood of our Lord.
能说。这些圣经人物给我
很多的提醒。
All these Bible characters have so reminded me.
他们的信心是成为我的榜样。
That their faith should be our example.
帮助我学习来跟随主。
They help us to follow the Lord.
他们有的软弱和失败。
And their weaknesses and failures.
是成为我的见解。
Serve as warnings to us.
叫我在学习侍奉主的路上。
So as in the journey of learning to serve the Lord,
不敢太大意，不敢太放肆。
I would not cast away all the restraint and be too bold.
求主恩待我们。
Or to be too careless. So may the Lord have mercy on us.
在这里，我简单提一下。
Now I just want to mention this very briefly.
就像在圣经里头。我们看见的约书亚
Just as Joshua we read about in the Bible.
我昨天说到约书亚
Yesterday I talked about Joshua.
他在旷野的四十年里头怎样学习跟随主
How he learned to follow the Lord in the wandering desert
for 我现在稍微用一点时间
So for some time
来说到摩西蒙主重造之后摩西蒙神重造之后
Oh, after Moses was taken up by the Lord.
他要接续摩西的工作
and
带领神的百姓过犹旦河。
Joshua was to continue Moses' work to cross the Jordan.
在是约书亚记头一章头一节。
Joshua 1:1.
他说到他是谁了。
Here he mentioned who he is.
他是摩西的帮手。
He says he is assistant of Moses.
虽然他已经做起耶和华军队的元帅了。
Even though at this time he is already the commander of the army of the Lord.
他还是没有忘记。
But he has not forgotten that.
他是摩西的帮手，是摩西的门徒。
He is the disciple assistant of Moses.
然后在那里接下去。
And there, the verse continues to say.
在第一章六节、七节、第九节。
In chapter 1, verse 6, 7, 9.
神自己向约书亚说。
God himself said this to
Joshua. 你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and of good courage.
你不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
好带领神的百姓过河。
Just lead God's people crossing the Jordan.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
为什么摩西曾经多次的鼓励他要壮胆？
Why is that even Moses, who has oftentimes encouraged Joshua to be strong and take courage?
神也再三地提醒他要刚强壮胆。
And also God has time again reminded him, be strong, be a good person.
我想这是说，约书亚对于神给他的托付，他是恐惧战惊。
All this tells us that Joshua is actually trembling and fearing about all the entrustment God has given him.
他的恐惧反而是成为他蒙恩的机会。
But his fear turns out to be the very opportunity for him to receive grace from God.
后来他看见一个异象。
And then later he sees this vision.
看见一个大元帅。
He sees this great commander of
standing 站在他的面前
standing before him.
约书亚就问他
And Joshua asked him,
你是来帮助我们还是帮助我们的仇敌啊
Do you come to help us or you come to help our enemies?
那个人怎么说了
Then what does that
他说我是耶和华军队的元帅
I am the commander of the army of the Lord.
简单说
Simply put,
这是什么意思呢
What does this mean?
好像表面上是约书亚做耶和华军队的元帅。
On the surface, it seems that Joshua is the commander of the army of God.
但是神在异象中告诉他。
But in the vision God has shown him,
我耶和华才是军队的元帅。
I, the Lord, am the commander of the army of God.
哎呀，约书亚一听。
Upon hearing this,
他赶快伏在地。
quickly Joshua prostrated himself.
向这位耶和华军队的元帅夫妇。
And he worshipped this.
感谢主。
Commander of the army.
这是让他学习。
Thank the Lord.
要如何的谦卑。
God has taught him.
如何的依靠神。
How to rely on God.
来受神的带领。
And to receive God's leading.
后来他们就头一次的征战。
Now at the first warfare.
就是耶利哥城。
Near at Joshua,
经过七
at Jericho,
七天十三次的老城
seven days, three times they walked around the city.
感谢主
thank the God.
整个耶利哥城啊就倒了
The whole city of Joshua simply crashed down.
所以他们就占领了耶利哥城
The whole city of Jericho.Simply crumbling down.
第二个城呢要打烂了
they took the city and
就那个小小的一个爱城
that's the small city of Ai
有时候要觉得这个小城
and Joshua thought
他就派了三千个军队去攻打
so he sent 3,000 men to attack it
哎呀没有想到打了败仗
little did they think that they would be defeated
啊除了一些兵丁被杀其他的人就逃回来了
and some of the soldiers were killed others simply ran back home
有他的原因了
and there is a reason to that
但是我觉得有个更重要的原因
and, but I feel the most crucial reason
是被我们忽略了
that has been neglected over
当神要摩西交差的时候
When God told Moses to hand up his word,
他说你要叫约书亚来
call Joshua,
站在这个大祭司以利亚撒的身边
have him stand next to the high priest, Eleazar,
也是站在以色列众百姓的面前
have him stand in front of all the congregation of Israel,
站在以利亚撒的身边干什么
Why did Joshua need to stand by the side
要让以利亚撒用土名来为他求问神的意思
Because Joshua needed Eleazar to inquire of God by the Urim in his hand
一个做元帅的人
A commander of an army
什么都是他说的算
Everything is under his command
但是神不要他这样做
But God did not want him to do it
神自己要做他的元帅
Because God himself wants to be the, arm, the commander of the army at the same time
大祭司以利亚撒
The high priest Eleazar
要替他求问神
will inquire of God for him
很多事情该怎么做
as to how many things how they should be dealt with
不是要是要说的算
it's not that Joshua's word
乃是要请问
but inquire of
要请以利亚撒求问神
but the Eleazar would inquire of God
for him 为什么爱城失败了呢
why is it there is the defeat
你们说他们有求问什么
Did Joshua inquire of God?
若是求问神会失败吗?
If he had inquired of God, would he be defeated?
这是一个问题。
那 here is the issue.
后来对付了。
Then later on,
那过去了。
The issue has been dealt with.
在前面又遇见一个战役。
And they came across another battle.
一个更大的城。
Even bigger.
叫做基片。
City Gideon.
但是那个基片的人很诡诈。
But there is so treacherous.
他们觉得这个以色列人来了不好搞的。
And they thought we couldn't deal with this.
所以他们就有几个使者啊。
So they sent several messengers.
穿那个破衣服、破鞋子。
They put on worn-out clothes.
啊，就来跟约书亚见面。
They came to see Joshua.
说啊，我们知道你们是神的百姓啊。
We know that you're God's people.
神要祝福你们啊。
And God wants to bless you.
所以我们呢，从远方来啊。
And we came from a long way.
我们经过很老远的地方。
We have passed through such a journey.
鞋子都穿破了。
Even our shoes were worn out.
你看衣服也都破旧了。
Our clothes were old and worn. We came to surrender.
我们是来归向你们的。
We came to be submissive to you.
约书亚听了很高兴。
And Joshua was glad of hearing.
原来你们这么好啊。
Oh, that's great.
好，去收留他们了。
Okay.
结果后来发现上当了。
He took them in later.
他们受这些人的欺骗。
He knew that he was duped.
本来该把他们都杀掉了。
He was deceived. He should have killed them all.
因为已经签了合约了。
But now he has signed the contract.
约书亚又错了。
And Joshua was wrong again.
弟兄姐妹，为什么约书亚又错了呢？
Beloved, why is Joshua wrong again?
是不是他没有求托以利亚撒来求问神？
Isn't it because he did not ask Eliezer to inquire of God?
所以他又错了。
Therefore, he's wrong again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
so, beloved,
为什么我交通这个？
Why is I share?
在我们一同学习侍奉的路上。
In our way together, we learn to serve God.
特别多负一点责任的弟兄们，
especially the brothers and sisters who have to take on more responsibility. You have to learn well how to inquire of God.
我们的热心，
our
我们的负担，
our burden，
我们的冲劲，
even our 刚好 our impetus.
有的时候是不可靠的。
Sometimes it's not reliable.
最后。求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
再说
，Let me say it again.
在学习侍奉主的路上
，In the matter of learning to serve Him,
要向着主的托付忠心。
We have to be faithful to His entrustment.
但更重要的
，But what's more important?
我们要好好学习，把自己交在主手里。
We have to learn to commit ourselves into the Lord's
hand. 借着侍奉。配搭来休息侍奉主。
Through service, through collaboration, we will learn how to minister to Him.
主要我们拿起来了，我们拿起来。
That the Lord wants us to take up, we take it up.
主要我们放下了，休息放下。
That the Lord wants us to put aside, we put it aside.
我说后来那三年，我又被主不用。
In the second 3-year period when I was put aside by the Lord,
其实从92年一直到现在
actually from 1990,
我在洛杉矶还和他们一同学习侍奉。
I continue to serve the Lord with my brethren.
我清楚地告诉弟兄们，
and I said it so clearly.
我不负教会行政的责任。
I'm not in charge of the administration of the church.
我只是一个学习服侍主的。
I am just one of the co-workers who learn to serve God.
主给我有感觉，我会交通。
And if the Lord gives me this burden, then I will share.
交通完了，我就放下。
And after I'm done with my sharing,
弟兄们觉得好，
let myself go.
就做。
And brethren, if you feel you should do this, go ahead.
觉得不好，就把它放一边就好了。
And if you feel that I should not share, then just put me aside.
直到今天。我还是还没有学会，
Even today, I still have
仍然在学习。
I continue to learn.
学习准备好为主前来赴俄。
To learn to be made ready to take up His yoke.
何事必主不用放一边。
I also continue to learn to be put aside by the Lord.
要紧的里头保持里面的安息。
What's most important is to keep the inner rest.
安静安息。
Rest and be quiet.
没有不安的追求，也没有紧张，也没有受压。
Without this apprehensive pursuing, without this anxiety and anguish.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace on us.
我们简单祷告一下。
Shall we have a very simple prayer?
求主施恩保守我们。
Oh Lord, may you command your grace.
我们是被握在你的手中。
Because we have been held in
是你所救赎的羊
the lamb you have redeemed.
你要牧养我们
you will shepherd us.
叫我们得着更丰盛的生命
so that we will have a life even more
你要亲自引导我们
you yourself will
学习怎样更多明白你的意思
to learn how to understand more of your will
照着你的心意来侍奉你
so we will serve according to your will
让我们能准备好
Oh, make us ready.
为主前来赴俄
To take the yoke from you.
也准备好
And also make us ready.
被主不用放一边
To be ready to be put aside by the Lord.
没有紧张，没有受压
Without stress, without anguish.
乃是柔软安静并安息
But gently, lowly, at rest.
脱离一切的倾向和成见
deliver us from all the prejudices and
inclinations,
so that your precious life
能从我们这些卑贱的器皿流露出
can outflow from us the lowly vessels. Thank you.
愿你祝福在这里你的教会
May you bless your church here.
祝福众弟兄姐妹
Bless all the brothers and sisters.
同心合意在这里建造你的教会
so that they will build up your church in one accord.
使教会的见证在这里得着更多的显明
so that the testimony of the Lord could be even more manifested here.
给我们这样的心愿
Oh, give us this mind.
你也悦纳我们在你面前的心愿
And also receive our mind in your presence.
靠着耶稣的名祷告
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
对不起，请你们原谅我。
I'm sorry.